right, greetings all. This is Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we're going to talk a little bit about all the stuff that goes on with the industrial profession, from labor to craftsmen to anything that we can talk about. And for this show, we're going to talk a little bit about the speed is the key. And this is a series of how living in the now is so important. All right. I'm glad that you are here and participating in this particular podcast, this video log. And we're going to talk a little bit about speed is the key. I know for me personally, every time I've run businesses, it's always a sense of urgency, a sense of, just a need to do what we can as fast as we can and as effective as we can, given certain tools and techniques that are proven over the time. Now, we're going to be living in the now, and so what I've got here is a little presentation, nothing fancy, trying to respect your time and move forward, and hopefully you can gain a couple of things out of this whole conversation. So, the simple way, we're going to try to find simple ways to cover more distance in your business or profession, which is really important because that's what we want. We want more time for what we want to do, and then make sure that our business is operating as effectively and as efficiently as we possibly can. A little bit about myself. I'm a husband, father, love my kids, all that good stuff. I've had humble beginnings. I started out as a lathing contractor, a hod carrier. That's right. That's what it was, a hod carrier. And went to school at night and got my undergrad as well as my master's in business. I've had the privilege of being able to lead a team onto the NASDAQ, a company onto the NASDAQ. And then finally, I just take a lot of pride and I'm just so passionate about developing marketing and sales solutions for companies to truly expand their business. So that's what I'm all about, because I think if you're generating revenue for your business, everything is good. So that's where I'm always focused. So because speed is a key, I will make sure that this training is quick, to the point, and definitely actionable. Okay, so a little bit about speed theory, and this is what I'd like to be able to talk a little bit about today, is just like anything else, speed is really the most important thing from my perspective when it comes to business and how quickly we can execute the strategies or the tactical efforts on a day-to-day basis. So it's all about moving your business or profession forward rapidly. Speed. It's about action. We don't sit on our hands. We don't wait. We talk about it, and we move forward right off the bat. It's about optimizing and leveraging time, because time is something that is always gone. Once it's there, it's gone. But we definitely have tools and techniques that will bring about optimization and leverage of time. It is about removing distractions and focusing on what moves your business and career forward. That's the distance. Because I know for me personally, sometimes you get distracted just like everybody else, but it's important to be very sensitive and aware of all of the distractions that can take place in a day-to-day business and focus on what moves your business forward. It's about removing those speed bumps. I always look at a parking lot with speed bumps, and if I want to go fast, I can't because, well, there's speed bumps there. And so what we want to do is remove those speed bumps in your day-to-day help you gain more progress on a daily basis. And it's about getting more done today. Pretty straightforward stuff. There's books and books and books and books and out there with all of this stuff, but I'm a guy that likes bullets, so I'm going to be producing that. Some speed highlights. Be a no-fluff person. That's definitely what I'm about. No fluff, get to the point, direct, and get the stuff done. Let's execute. Let's execute today. No more waiting. We don't want to wait. We want to get going. We want to make sure that we execute. There's got to be a sense of urgency. And when there's a sense of urgency, you definitely make some progress. So let's talk a little bit about distance as quickly as possible. Now, we all know that speed is equal to distance over time. Time is the real driver here. Because, well, you can never get it back. I always look at my day as a sort of a race of with a sense of urgency. So, for example, a travel. So if I remember going to Orlando and going to a specific theme park there, and I drive and I drive and I drive, and I realize that I'm getting more anxious because I can't go faster. So what I do is I go a little bit faster. I push the pedal to the metal a little bit more because I want to make more distance and I want to get there quicker. So that's all we're trying to do specifically from a business point of view, is be able to just go a little bit faster, gain a little bit more distance, and use a little less time in doing so. Now, we live in a world of bullets. I know I do. I you know, cut to the chase, you know, tell me what the bottom line is, and so that we can make some decisions and we can move forward and we can, you know, take care of business ASAP. So with that understanding, this presentation itself is specifically about, you know, bullets. I don't have time to read all the books that are out there, but there are a lot of good ones out there. I always like the Cliff Note version of that. And tell me what the salient points are. So an attention span, which is where I was listening to somebody talk a little bit about attention span back in 1990, and you had 12 minutes to be able to catch that individual's attention on what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go and what you're trying to tell them. Today it's down to 7, and as we can definitely imagine, it's down to 7 because we've got just tons and tons and tons of information out there that we've got to process, and we got to process quickly. So just the world we live in is a matter of speed. So when I look at a diet, and this is just a general example, there are tons of books out there that are diet books, eat this way, do that. And so anyway, I find out that diet books come down to 2 simple points. One, eat less. That's right, eat less. Don't consume as much calories. Now, I've been on the no carb kick, which has been very good for me, but primarily it's eat less. And then the other element of that equation is move more. And so in our day-to-day lives, we tend to try to make things very complicated, and when you get right down to it, a sense of speed is to try to simplify as much as we possibly can. So for the diet book, I'm going to eat less, and I'm going to move more. And that's really all I need, but I can't sell many books that way. Okay, so the components of business speed is broken up into 4 categories. The category we're going to talk about today is really ourself and personal. There are plenty of books out there, but it's really a focus and a drive to educate. And the second one is time, and of course, we're going to talk a little bit about that next week, but it's an impact on time. You accomplish. It's one of those tactical and strategic objectives. Business, this is where the real rubber meets the road. This is where the analytics really take over, and you start to really evaluate businesses and opportunities from a financial and operational point of view, but how you can quickly do so using tools and techniques. And leverage. Once we find out how we can leverage our time, we can get definitely a lot more done. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and those are the components of speed. Okay, from a self and personal perspective, I cannot emphasize enough the necessity to educate. There are tons of books out there. There are tons of just the World Wide Web, shall we say, of information that can definitely help you. You've got to be a student to and educate. The other item here is fortitude of hope. That means grit. That means you're not going to give up. That means you're going to strive, you're going to drive, you're going to commit to what you have made a decision to commit to. And like I said, there are many books out there, and I would highly recommend the necessity to pick up some good books, and I'd be more than happy to make some recommendations of books that have definitely changed my life and has directed me in a path that I feel is meaningful. Persistence. You just can't give up. Life is challenging. Things come at you real fast, but because you are persistent, you just never give up. And so those things, when you do give up, that's a permanent decision to a temporary situation. So never, ever. And this is also in their, you know, your mind. You just will never give up. One of the most important things that I've ever come across in my profession would be the sense of purpose. I have a story to relay, but there was a point where I just didn't have a purpose, and there I was sitting there in a beautiful office in a overlooking a river, and I realized I wasn't contributing anything. So anyway, there are some great individuals out there that really look at purpose, and I highly recommend that you really focus on understanding your purpose in life, because it does help out and it does give you that desire to move faster, because you're trying to fulfill that purpose. What I try to do on a daily basis, and I do because it's so important, is I do a morning reflection or reading to get my day started, to focus myself in a way that supports my purpose. And there's, once again, plenty of material out there. And I would recommend that, once again, go out, pursue it, but you got to get up early. Get up early and start your day out right. I have a team of individuals that keep me directed down the right path, and I would also recommend that finding that team is critical, because they're the ones that will tell you the truth. They're the ones that will say, hey, that didn't work real well. But bottom line, you need to find that team of trusted individuals. It could be one, it could be two, it could be three. It doesn't really matter. But I would recommend that you find those individuals. And for me personally, along with my morning routine of reflection and reading and sort of getting my mind right in the morning, I also go to the gym. And I started out with about just a 10-minute rule. And what that means is that I get up, I'm not in the best shape, or I don't have the best mood, or whatever it might be. I always tell myself just 10 minutes. I just get on that machine, 10 minutes, and then it always turns out to be more than that, about a half hour or so, 45 minutes, and then all of a sudden you're just this exercise person that you just want to continue to exercise. But what it does is it really drives blood to the brain and gets you really thinking and reflecting upon what you need to accomplish to fulfill that purpose. And once again, I can't stress upon the need for simplicity. We have a tendency to make things very difficult, and then once they get very difficult, they get very convoluted, and then they start to really impact the speed and your desire to try to do what you can as quickly as can and gaining that ground. And then the bottom one, the last one, is truth. And that's where your team comes into play, and that's where you've got to come into play and be painfully honest and truthful. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to have any issues. But the bottom line is that you definitely need to be truthful about where you want to go, what that purpose is, how to be persistent. Are you running out of gas? That's where your team is. So once again, from the self and personal perspective, which is vitally important, because you want to educate, you want to continue to grow, that's something that is in your mind that cannot be diminished enough. I don't care what it is. If you got the best operations, if you're not grounded with some good education and with a desire to learn, it will always have challenges. Okay, so in the next week or so, we're going to discuss a little bit about time, and we're going to talk about the time and business and so on and leverage. These are going to be upcoming programs. I have plenty of information associated with all three of those other items too, as well as that they're out there. But once again, because we're desiring speed and we're desiring to execute as quickly as we possibly can, I recommend that you really focus on yourself and personal. Establish those characteristics of getting up in the morning, doing that reflection, finding your team, being persistent, and understand that your mind's going to be playing some games on you, but you're going to prevail, and you're going to go and power on through. So if you like what you hear, if you like what you see, we've got a lot of other information out there. And as you can see, we've got your typical, you know, website and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And all of that has that information, and my podcasts out there too as well. But also some really great templates that can be used right now for your business to evaluate your business. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. I hope I didn't waste your time. And I truly appreciate the fact that I get this opportunity to just at least share with you some stuff. Go out there, get information, get educated, and I'll see you back next week. Thank you.